This episode first appeared as an article titled, Thailand's Privilege Card Memberships Surge Past 36,000 Amid Global Unrest, and authored by Ahmad Abbas on imidaily.com. Subscribe to the newsletter and become an IMI Pro to get exclusive access to our data center, private briefings, the citizenship catalog, as well as your very own professional profile in IMI, and many more pro members-only tools and resources. Thailand's Privilege Card Program, which offers long-stay visas ranging from 5 to 20 years, saw a sharp increase in its membership roster during 2023. Formerly known as the Thailand Elite Visa, the program recently underwent a restructuring, consolidating its offerings from 8 packages to 4: Gold, Diamond, Platinum, and Reserve. The prices range from 900,000 Thai baht, around $27,000, to 5 million Thai baht, $150,000, with the exclusive Reserve card available only by invitation. The new-look Thailand Privilege Card Program registered a record-breaking 11,846 new members during the 2023 fiscal year. Manatasi Anawat, the president of Thailand Privilege Card, the card operator, said that the program achieved its goals for 2023 of increasing membership by 108%, presumably referring to new memberships sold compared to the previous year. Anawat attributes this rapid growth to geopolitical conflicts and political instability in numerous countries worldwide, stating that in times of conflict, millionaires look for, quote, a second home to live happily in, and Thailand is one such destination, end quote. According to Anawat, the Privilege Card boasted 36,397 active members as of February 29, 2024, indicating it had signed up another 3,707 members in the first 5 months of the current fiscal year. The Russian market has risen to become the fifth largest market for membership, with 1,132 members. Other emerging markets include Myanmar, with 535 members, and Taiwan, with 1,236 members. China remains the leading market, said Anawat, accounting for 45% of all memberships, followed by Japan, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia. President Anawat did not specify how many Americans, Japanese, or British members were now active. Capitalizing on the growing demand and a major rebranding exercise, Anawat announced that the TPC has set an ambitious revenue target of 50 billion Thai baht, some $1.5 billion, of total TPC economic contribution for 2024. Anawat underlined that Privilege Card members tend to stay longer in Thailand than regular visitors, with an average of 3.6 yearly trips and 50 days per trip. The average expenditure per member was 1.8 million Thai baht in 2023. Quote, with the strategies in place and the potential of Thailand, we are confident that within 2024, Thailand Privilege Card will be able to reach the target groups, with the goal of having more than 39,000 members, contributing over 50,000 million baht to the country's economy and moving towards global leadership in long-term visa privileges, end quote, Anawat stated. To reach its goals, TPC aims to expand its customer base to new groups, including India, Gulf countries, and the LGBT community. The agency is increasing its vendor and partner networks to meet demands and recruiting more sales staff in new markets. Additionally, TPC is improving back-end systems with the latest technologies and analytics, said the company. Thapany Kiat Phaibul, governor of the Tourism Authority of Thailand, praised the program's success and pledged to work with TPC to sustain its economic benefits for the country. Kiat Phaibul stated that the Tourism Authority is working to transform Thailand into a distinctive, sustainable destination with strong soft power influences. However, the Thailand Privilege Card Program may face greater competition. The Malaysian government's decision to ease its MM2H requirements will also have caught the attention of potential investors. It is too early to rule out Indonesia's golden visa, even if some observers have expressed their misgivings about it. The golden visa's mere existence emphasizes the region's growing acceptance of residency by investment. Thanks for joining us today on IMI Podcasts. Subscribe for free to the IMI Daily Newsletter for breaking news and updates from the investment migration industry. And consider upgrading your membership to IMI Pro to get insider access to networking opportunities, industry events, data, and members-only content.